Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you DJ ESG.
What's up, guys? DJ ESG, season number 7, Honest Wedding Advice, and today I'm talking about song requests from everybody else not named bride and groom, or bride and bride, or groom and groom. I'm very LGBTQ friendly. So this is how you walk up to a DJ or a band and request a song. This is the requesting of the song etiquette. Number one, know the protocol. Understand the setup at the wedding. Some weddings may have a designated DJ or a band who manages song requests, while others may have a more informal setup where you can approach the DJ or the band directly. You'll figure that out with in the first 5 minutes, trust me. Timing. Choose the right time to request a song. Avoid interrupting key moments like speeches or important dances. Typically, there may be a designated time during the reception when the DJ or band invites song requests. Don't walk up to me while I'm in the middle of talking and ask for something. Or don't walk up to me while I'm in the middle of mixing two songs together and look over my DJ booth and say, "Can you play this?" You will know by looking at me if I am in the middle of doing something or not, on the microphone or on my mixer. Don't walk up to me during that. Wait until I am literally not doing anything. That happens. There's times. It's like a chef. If you see him flipping over the steak, don't bother him. If you see him sitting there with the steak covered and it's steaming around it and he's just looking around the sky, you can bother him. Two different times. Trust me. Approach the DJ or the band. If there's a DJ or band, approach them during an appropriate moment, such as when they're taking a break or in between songs. I just said that. Be polite and respectful. That is always a given. Most people are dicks. The nicer you are, the more ample I am to do what you ask. Be specific. Clearly communicate the song you'd like to request. Provide the title and the artist if possible to avoid any confusion. If there are multiple versions of the song, specify which version you prefer. Don't walk up and be like, "Well, what do you have? What's in there? What can I request?" Have the song ready to go so when you walk up, we're not sitting there staring at each other like we both have 6 heads. And make sure the song's clean and works. You know, don't walk up and say, "Hey, can you play this song?" and it's filthy dirty. No. Consider the audience. Keep in mind the preferences of the couple getting married and the diverse taste of the guests. Choose songs that are appropriate for the occasion and the majority of the guests will enjoy. That's sort of goes with be specific. Don't request shit. Respect the DJ or band's judgment. Understand that the DJ or band may not be able to accommodate every request. They have to consider factors like the flow of the event, the mood of the crowd, and any restrictions or guidelines set by the couple. Remember that. We are there to please the couple. We are not there to please you. So if you want a song that sucks and you're going to argue with us about it, dude, just walk away. Have realistic expectations. While it's great to request songs, it's also important to realize that the DJ or band has their own playlist and may not be able to play every requested song. Be understanding if your request doesn't get played. Trust me, it's not that we don't want to. It might not work with the couple, and the couple might not be interested in any of the songs that you're requesting. There might be a do not playlist, there might be a playlist, but I know as a DJ the vibe of the couple, and if it works, I'll play it, and if it doesn't, I ain't playing it. Alternative methods. Some weddings may have alternative methods for song requests, such as suggestion box or an online form prior to the event. If these options are available, take advantage of them. Yeah, get your request in early, and if it doesn't get played, oh well, have more vodka. Group requests. Consider making group requests with family or friends members to increase the likelihood of your request being played. This can also add to the fun and the camaraderie of the event. So if like 7 or 8 of you walk up to the DJ together and all ask for the same song, he or she are more ample to play that when a group of people want it than one person says, "I'm asking for a friend." You're never asking for a friend. You're asking for yourself or some goofy person, your boyfriend or girlfriend is like, "Go up and ask the DJ because you're the more personable one." And then you run right back to the same person that asked 5 minutes ago for the same song. At least if you're going to do that, hide. But when you run right back to the person that asked 5 minutes ago for that song, and I'm just like, "Come on, guy. I told you I would do it if I can." And enjoy the moment. Remember, ultimately, it's a wedding. It's a celebration. It's about love and commitment. It's not about getting your song request or not. So if you don't get your song played, dude, don't let it ruin your night. Don't let your panties get into a bunch. Enjoy the fucking wedding. Have fun. Pretend you're having a good time. There's so many songs out there. Figure out a way to dance to one of them. Trust me, if the DJ really sucks that bad and he's playing terrible music, the couple will tell him or her, and that DJ will have to fix that immediately. If the couple's having a good time, it ain't the couple, it ain't the DJ, it ain't the band, it's you. Trust me, it's great advice. Take it or leave it. I'm DJ ESG. Peace, love, and God above, and I'm out. Bye-bye.
You have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once. I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just stuck? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. semantics like upset sex spray.